The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 3, text number 9, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on September 20th, 2009, in Tallinn, Estonia.
Chapter number 3, text number 9. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jagyartat karmanon yatra loko yang karma bandana. Tadarham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work causes bondage in this material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, and in this way, you will always remain free from bondage. Purport. Since one has to work even for the simple maintenance of the body, the prescribed duties for a particular social position and quality are so made that the purpose can be fulfilled. Yajna means Lord Vishnu, or sacrificial performances. All sacrificial performances also are meant for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu. The Vedas enjoin Yajyo Vai Vishnu. In other words, the same purpose is served whether one performs prescribed yajnas or directly serves Lord Vishnu. Krishna consciousness is therefore performance of yajna as it is prescribed in this verse. The Varnashram institution also aims at satisfying Lord Vishnu. Varnashrama charavata purushena parapuman Vishnu aradhade Vishnu Purana 388. Therefore, one has to work for the satisfaction of Vishnu. Any other work done in this material world will be a cause of bondage, for both good and evil work have their reactions, and any reaction binds the performer. Therefore, one has to work in Krishna consciousness to satisfy Krishna or Vishnu, and while performing such activities, one is in a liberated stage. This is the great art of doing work, and in the beginning, this process requires expert guidance. One should therefore act very diligently under the expert guidance of a devotee of Lord Krishna, or under the direct instruction of Lord Krishna himself, under whom Arjuna had the opportunity to work. Nothing should be performed for sense gratification, but everything should be done for the satisfaction of Krishna. This practice will not only save one from the reaction of work, but also gradually elevate one to transcendental loving service of the Lord, which alone can raise one to the kingdom of God.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatan Vita Tam Sajivam. Sadaitam Zabadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha.
So everybody is active. Even those who try to become inactive, they are also active. The meditators, the yogis, the gyanis, they try to become inactive. But by their very breathing, they are acting. And implicating themselves further in karma chakra. So there is no question of becoming inactive in this material world. And as long as one is acting, there must be reaction for those actions. Therefore, Krishna is giving hint here in Bhagavad Gita. How to act in such a way that one is not entangled in the material nature. By working as a sacrifice for Vishnu or Krishna. It is not difficult. Everyone likes to eat. So when you eat, offer the food to Krishna first. Find out what Krishna likes and what he does not like to eat. He doesn't take meat, fish, or eggs. Find out what he likes to eat and offer him what he likes to eat. Fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and grains. Offer with love and devotion. This is the amazing thing. God is a person. He is prepared to personally accept your offerings. Patram pushpam palam tayam yoma bhaktya prayachati tadahang bhaktya pahridam vishnu snami prayatatmanaha. If you will offer me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit or water, I will accept it. With love and devotion, that's a very important thing. You cannot attract Krishna with your opulent foodstuffs. Think opulent. You cannot attract him just by having opulent food. It's not that you can get a very fancy vegetarian cookbook and make all these fancy recipes and attract Krishna by your fancy recipes. He wants the love, the bhakti. So whatever you can offer, do it with love. That's the point. That my dear Lord Krishna, please accept this humble offering. This way Krishna will accept your offering. And you become free from karma. So, not only one's eatables, whatever you do. Yat karoshi yadashnasi yaj johosi dadasi yat yat tapashashi konteya tat kadushva madarpanam. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number 27. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me. Someone may say, but this is too complicated for me. I just rather, you know, serve my senses. It's more easy. I mean, why do I have to think about Krishna? Who is this Krishna anyway? Well, I'll tell you who Krishna is. Krishna explains who he is. Bhaktaram dagatapasam saravalokamaheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shanchamrityati. 529 Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, one who knows me is the supreme enjoyer, the supreme proprietor, and the supreme friend. Only he can have peace. It just so happens that Krishna happens to be the source of all existence. Everything you see is his energy. The floor, the ceiling, the walls, all the people here in this room, the air, the curtains, the trees, the sky, the city of Tallinn, the country of Estonia, Europe, the whole planet Earth, the whole universe, including you. It's all the energy of Krishna. It all exists because he's emanating it from his transcendental body. So, by engaging all of this energy in the service of the source of the energy, then you have a cycle, you see. You offer, the energy is coming, you offer it back, you get more energy, you offer it back, in this way. It's just endless, it's a cycle, recycling the energy. If you break the cycle by not offering the energy back to the source of the energy, then it creates pollution. Pollution. Yeah. If you break the energy cycle by not offering the energy back to the source of the energy, then you're creating pollution. But if you'll recycle the energy by offering it all back to the source, then you create a very pure, pristine atmosphere. So Krishna consciousness means recycling the energy. And material life means not offering the energy back to the source of the energy. So Krishna is telling us we should offer that energy back in his service. Do you know what happens when you do that? Krishna gives you more energy. And when you offer that more energy back again to Krishna, he gives you even more energy. Nowadays, people are talking about the energy crisis. They're afraid we are running out of energy. But they do not realize that Krishna is the source of unlimited energy. And if you offer all the energy back to Krishna, he will give you unlimited energy. You see, this Krishna consciousness movement, it can solve all the problems of the world. The environmental crisis. The energy crisis. The swine flu crisis. The food crisis. The global warming crisis. The financial crisis. And the biggest crisis of all. Old age, disease and death. That's the biggest crisis. Everyone is forced to get old. Does anybody here in this room want to become old? An old man or an old woman? Anyone volunteer? We can make you 90 years old right now. Who volunteered? Nobody volunteered. Everybody wants to remain young. When you become Krishna conscious, you will be awarded with an ever youthful body in the spiritual existence. It never gets old, never gets sick, and never dies. So we're giving you an offer today. Trade in that old material body and get an ever fresh spiritual body. This is our offer to you today. You see. We'll have questions at the end. Hold your question. Yeah. Not yet. I think he's volunteering to trade in his old body right now. This is a training institution which teaches you how to attain an eternal youthful body that never gets sick, that never gets old, never dies, doesn't have to go to work on Monday morning, doesn't have to pay taxes, doesn't have to worry about some irate landlord. No anxieties. An eternal life of singing and dancing and feasting. Celebrating like crazy. At the greatest festival that's ever been held in the history of the universe. Actually, the history of all existence. Do you like festivals? Where you can leave all your anxieties and just celebrate it and have a great time singing and dancing and feasting? Talking some really cool philosophy. Hearing some amazing stories, you see. If you like that, then this Krishna consciousness movement is for you. Because we will teach you how to enter into an eternal festival. Even while you're living your ordinary, drab, day-to-day existence, we will teach you how to live within a constant festival right there within your heart. You'll be singing and dancing 24 hours a day. That is Krishna consciousness. But there's one thing you have to do. You have to pay for it. There's a ticket for this festival. And you have to pay the price. Do you know what is the price? You have to pay this one thing. It is called Shraddha, or faith. You must have faith in the words of Guru and Krishna. Yasya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata guru tasyaite katita hyarata prakashyante mahatmanaha. Only unto those souls who have unflinching faith. It's not in the book. In the words of Guru and Krishna are all the inner meanings of the Vedic literatures revealed. So, if you can put your faith in the words of the spiritual master, and you can put your faith in the words of Krishna, you've got your ticket. And you'll be allowed into that festival of eternal bliss. And you don't have to wait till you die. You can enter right here, right now. And as long as you keep your faith, you can live in that festival starting right now, 24 hours a day. That festival is known as the Krishna Consciousness Movement. And you're all invited to join. And if you're halfway in, we invite you to come all the way in. There's no sense remaining halfway in and halfway out. Why not come all the way in and escape the pinching Kali Yuga? Which deteriorates all the good qualities of the human beings. So I thank you all very much for so kindly hearing these words. And now I'd like to ask if there are any questions. There's a girl back there has a question.
What is the main obstacle achieving samadhi?
Main obstacle for samadhi is the bodily concept. If I am thinking that I am male or I am female, that will prevent me from achieving samadhi. You have to be completely fixed in this principle that I am not male and I am not female. I am an eternal spiritual being in quality, one with God. This is known as Brahman realization. To be convinced that I am spirit. If you can come to that platform, then there will be no obstacle for you to achieve samadhi. Any other questions? Yeah.
Krishna,
does Krishna always mean exist? Krishna existed always?
Yes. Krishna confirms in the Bhagavad Gita. Natvevaham jatunasam natvam nime janadipa natshaiva na bhavishyama sarvevayam tapparam Never was there a time, let's see, this is Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, text number 12. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. So Krishna has always existed. One may ask, well, where did he come from? Well, he came from Krishna. He's self-manifested because he's the source of everything. Therefore, Krishna comes from Krishna. Then you may ask, well, why is he manifesting himself anyway? He's doing it simply for his enjoyment, for the fun of it. He exists for the fun of existing. And to increase his fun even more, he's expanded you from himself. So he can enjoy a loving relationship with you. That's why, unless you love Krishna, you cannot be happy. And if you do love Krishna, you will taste unlimited happiness. On an equal level with God's enjoyment. Any other questions? Yes? I recognized this lady over here. I recognized her in the blue sari.
Angry at woman, how it's right to manifest this anger in Vedic culture?
You need to come to a higher level. As I explained to this woman over here, as long as I'm thinking I am male or female, that is and impedes me from entering into samadhi. So while it's true there are certain psychological natures for male and females, as long as you continue to identify with your male or female psychology, you remain in a state of illusion. So rise above this male and female psychology. Enter into samadhi, ecstatic trance. Bhayasparsheshvasaktatma vindatyatmaniyat sukham sabrahma yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnute. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text number 21. Such a liberated person is not attracted to material sense enjoyment, but is always in trance, and he's always in samadhi, enjoying the pleasure within. In this way, the enlightened soul tastes unlimited happiness, for he always concentrates on the Supreme. So I don't advise you, Mataji, to think, well, I'm a woman, so I'm supposed to think like this. No, you're an eternal spirit soul. You have to learn how to think as a liberated person. On the transcendental platform, you have to learn to think like that. That will liberate you from all anxieties. As long as you identify male or female, you must be in anxiety. Any other questions? Yes. No.
Yes.
Next question. Okay, that girl back there. There is no beginning and there is no end. Eternity goes in both directions. But you know something? In the spiritual world, there's no past, there's no future. It's the eternal now. That's inconceivable for us at the present moment. Because we always think in terms of past, present, and future. But that is our material conditioning. In the liberated soul, there will be no past, no future. Liberated state. Any other question? Yeah.
When we here in material world, sometimes we are separated from our friends, devotees.
Right.
But when we are in spiritual world, we meet there again.
Yes, in the spiritual world, yeah, we have. Prabhupada said we will have another ISKCON there. So you can meet all of your in Goloka. You can meet all of your ISKCON friends. We're going to have a big, big kirtan. I can tell you. Right, Prabhupada will be there. It'll be the most amazing festival in Goloka Vrindavan. The ISKCON devotees. We are really going to celebrate in Goloka. Actually, they're already doing. Many devotees have already transferred to ISKCON Goloka Vrindavan. And everybody's waiting their turn now. When will I get to transfer to ISKCON Goloka? Yeah.
Sometimes when you don't achieve Prema Bhakti, I heard, then you won't go to Goloka Vrindavan, you go to Vaikuntha. You know that you have this desire to serve Krishna.
No, if you don't have pure bhakti, you stay in the material world. How do you go to Vaikuntha? You have to be a pure devotee to go to the spiritual world. Even in Vaikuntha, you have to be completely pure devotee. You take birth again in the material world if you're not completely pure. Any other question?
Mataji really likes you singing.
Huh?
Mataji really likes you singing. She wants to thank you. You teach us how to dive into the nectar of holy name.
How to dive deep into the nectar of the holy name?
you are teaching us that.
Mm-hmm.
You are teaching us that. And she's really thankful.
Yeah. It's very simple how to do that. You just have to avoid the 10 namaparad.
She is thanking you.
Yes. No, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'm trying to sing in such a way that you'll become attracted to the holy name. Before I became a devotee, I was a singer, and people were attracted to the music. So now I'm trying to use that talent by attracting people to kirtan. I was a songwriter. I wrote 300 songs, material songs. I used to sing them in the so many places, and people are very attracted to my music. But I wasn't happy. I had an emptiness in my heart. But now that I sing kirtan, people are also attracted, but now I feel so happy in my heart. Even our friend George Harrison, he was the most popular musician, you see, but he didn't feel the happiness when he was singing all these mundane songs. But when he sang the kirtan, he felt so happy. He used to invite the devotees to his house, and they would go on for hours and hours and hours with the kirtan. So there is no sweeter taste than this kirtan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any other questions? Yeah.
Between soul and the god, like the servant and Narayana.
What's the name? On Vaikuntha, there one relationship between you and the god when you are a servant of the god.
Right.
But when we are in this position, can we go, or do we have opportunity to go in Galopavrindavan?
Prabhupada explains that in the spiritual world there is full freedom. So if one actually wants to transfer from Narayan Loka to Krishna Loka, once he is into the spiritual world, he can do that.
Так что если кто-то находится на Вайкунхе, хочет туда на Локу попасть, то он может передвигаться, потому что все равно передвижение
будет. Everyone has, it's like the European, it's like the Schengen states. You see, once you get in, you can go anywhere.
Это как Шенген в Евросоюзе.
You don't need any paperwork, you can just go. So the spiritual world is also Schengen, you see. Once you're in, you can go anywhere you want. According to your heart's desire. There's no restriction. Oh, you don't have a visa for Goloka. Sorry. Everyone has full freedom in the spiritual world.
Does it mean that we changed our rasa?
Prabhupada said yes.
Prabhupada говорит, да.
One can change their rasa. But you know what? Generally, they don't do that. You know why? Because everyone understands my rasa is the best rasa. You see, the flute, he is thinking, those gopi girls, they only get Krishna's lips every now and then. But I get Krishna's lips all the time. Therefore, it's better to be a flute than it is to be a gopi. So everyone feels my rasa is the best rasa. So generally they do not change rasa. But if they want to change, they are free to change. If everybody was a gopi, then how could the spiritual world would go on? There'd be no fruits, no flutes, no flowers, no cows, no calves, no milk, no glob jamans. I mean, just imagine if everybody was a gopi. It wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be very, it would kind of mess up the rasa, you know. No Jamuna. So actually that everyone has a desire to serve in a particular way is very, very nice. So many varieties of rasa, you see. Spiritual world is perfect. Now we must go there and experience it by sticking closely to the process of Krishna consciousness. Next question. Yes.
Where is the Goloka actually situated, or is it eternal?
In eternity.
It is situated far, far, far beyond the coverings of this material nature. On the other side of the Viraja River. You can find it also within your heart, but only if your heart is completely pure. Next question. Yeah.
We have a concert throughout the planet December 10th from Copenhagen, and the whole planet will watch the concert. So what is the best way to convince people to wake up?
What's the best way
to wake up people
to achieve Krishna consciousness?
Well, you become fully woken. That's the first thing. If you want to wake up the people, you become fully awakened. That's the first step. Srila Prabhupada used to say, physician, heal thyself. So if you want to save the people, that's very good. So you have to become qualified doctor, first of all. You become saved. You become first class disciple. You see. You, first of all, you become ideal, surrendered disciple, and then you can save the whole world by your example. To say, how can we wake up the people? You become awakened. That is the formula. Yad yad atriti shreshtas tatta deve tarojana sayat pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate. 321 Bhagavad Gita. Whatever standard the great man sets, the common people follow his example. Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So you become ideal devotee and you can save the people from their illusion. Next question.
Who is closer to Krishna, a bird in the spiritual sky or man here? Who has the higher consciousness?
Anyone who is the pure devotee of Krishna, they are the closest to Krishna. It does not matter whether they are in the spiritual world or the material world. There is no one more close to Krishna than Krishna's pure devotee. So you become the pure devotee. And you will associate with Krishna at every minute. Next question. Yes.
There are some pure devotees in Shastras who actually they didn't want escape from this material world.
Right.
No, they were so pure that they had desire to serve Krishna more than go and connect to him. And they said, there was much of them, they wanted all the sinful activities
from the
other creatures.
Yeah, that's Vasudev Dutt, yeah.
Yes, but they actually didn't want to go to Krishna Loka. They wanted to stay here.
That's
in the
right.
World.
They're more interested in saving the fallen souls than they are in going to Krishna Loka, yes. Great Vasudev Dutt, he was willing to take all the sinful reactions of everybody in the whole material existence upon himself. That's a fact. So, are there any other questions? Yeah.
When music is material without instrumental music without words, it's material or it is spiritual.
Any music glorifying Krishna is spiritual. But that there should be the chanting of the holy names, you see. Just like here is a picture of Prabhupada. There is a nice frame also, you see. So what is more, the frame is to help attract us to see Prabhupada very nicely. So in the kirtan, the instruments are like the frame. And the holy name is like the painting, you see. If you simply have instruments but no chanting, it's like a frame with no picture inside it. The instruments are there to help us become attracted to the holy name. Just like the frame is there to help us to become attracted to the picture. So if you get totally into the instruments and you forget the chanting, then you're in Maya. But if you use the music in a way to attract the mind to the holy name, then it's very nice. Just like George Harrison, he produced that Radha Krishna Temple album. He made that Govindam Adi Purusham with all nice musical arrangements. All kinds of instruments, violins, he had an orchestra playing the violin, everything. Prabhupada loved it. So we can make nice musical arrangements to help the mind become more and more absorbed in the holy name. But if you're playing the drum so loud and the kartal so loud you can't even hear the chanting, then it's wrong. The holy name should be prominent. Because that is the Yuga Dharma. Haranama, 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 Eva Kevalam. Any other questions? Yes.
What activities help us to understand that prasadam is not different from Krishna?
It is confirmed by Shastra and confirmed by Srila Prabhupada. That prasadam, Krishna, becomes the food. The food becomes Krishna, it becomes spiritual energy. But I can tell you what is the best proof. Take prasadam. And then you will experience how it is Krishna. So now is it time to take prasadam?
Yeah.
So we will stop here. So everyone can take prasadam and experience how prasadam is Krishna. A final comment from Vishnupriya Manaji. Yes?
So the example is given that if you put iron into the fire, it acts like fire. So similarly, prasadam offered to Krishna is the best.
Nice example. You put an iron rod into the fire, that iron rod becomes fire. So those foodstuffs, when offered to Krishna, they become Krishna. They become Krishnaized.
So
And by honoring that Prasadam, you become Krishnaized. Yes. Yes, but our temple president has been reminding and having them move away from the door. Yes, he's here reminding them to move away from the door, not to block the door. Yes, sometimes we're so spaced out that we lose our common sense. There's a huge empty space and someone sits right by the door. There's no common sense, you see. So we should feed them a lot of prasadam so they will get common sense. So we'll stop here. We thank you all very much. Especially we thank our temple president, Ananda Vardhana Prabhu, for so nicely managing this temple on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and the GBC. Raja Vidra Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai!